25, for the first committee meeting to order. On Zoom is Alderman Cornelius, Alderman Merrick, myself, Alderman Solley, and staff. First item, we have the minutes for correction or approval for the March 18th, 2025. I'm okay. Do you have anything to add?
I have no updates.
Rusty, you all good?
I'm good.
We will take the minutes as accepted. Moving on, item number one, new business, PW 2025-36, MFT supplemental resolution for bulk rock salt.
This is our yearly appropriation of funds for the salt purchase for the 2025-2026 winter season. We just, I believe it was last month, you approved the, can't remember what it's actually called, the authority to vote, or the authority to purchase. And once we get that, now we can sign up for our salt purchase, which was due the 7th. I submitted that. Now this is just applying for the money.
I have nothing to add. Rusty, you good?
I'm good.
Yep, good.
Let's put that on to consent. Okay, moving on. PW 2025-37, vegetation management contract.
This is an expansion on what we started last year down at the riverfront. We hired NCAP to take care of the canoe shoot island and the riverbank. And we'd like to expand that to the FS parking lot and Bank Hill now, and get them under a three-year contract to actually get it under control and manage that vegetation down there. It is expensive. It is a three-year contract, and it is a sole source bid. That's why it's coming here. I did reach out last year to two other companies and got zero responses. NCAP was the only one that responded. That's why I just went with them again this year. I don't know if it was the riverfront that scared people off, but I did not get a return from Pizzo or from True Green, which we've used both companies to have good luck in the past. As you can see, the first year is the most expensive year, and that is to try to get rid of, you know, really get it under control, and then just manage it from then on.
I have no questions. Anybody else have any questions? Rusty?
Like, is this like spraying for weeds, or like, what exactly are they doing?
Correct, spraying, Rusty, and they're also removing like all those willow trees down on the riverbank. They actually try to get them removed and try to get rid of them totally.
Gotcha. All right, that's all I have.
Spending money regular agenda?
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't think there's gonna be any questions about it, you can put it on consent. So you're.
Sure, there'll be questions.
Okay, you're absolutely allowed to put anything on consent.
Yeah, I think we'll put that on.
That's fine.
On the regular. Moving on, item number three, PW 2025-38, resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated for the Yorkville Public Works Building Construction Engineering.
Construction is underway, and this is to have EEI assist us in the construction inspection for the water, sewer, storm, layout, survey, as-builts. Two of these, the survey and as-builts, were put in a line item, so they were on the actual budget. The other, the construction inspection, was not, so that would be out of the contingency that we did have, the owner's contingency. It's something we think is prudent. It's something we kind of like to do. It makes sure that the contractor does everything they're supposed to do and puts it where they're supposed to put it. I'll take any questions, or if you have, if you need any further explanation, I can, but it's actually something we used to do. We don't have the manpower now that we have the engineering firm do it, so this is something we think is a good idea.
I have nothing. Rusty?
Dad.
Okay, so what do you think, regular?
Yeah.
Item number four, PW 25-39, IEPA low-interest loan summary and update for the North Receiving Station and Northwest Elevated Water Storage Tank, bid results and loan recommendation.
All right, yeah, long title. I apologize for that. So this and the next, like, several items through 11 are all related. So took the approach of creating a long memo, because these two projects are slapped together in one IEP, Loan for Sloan, so they're kind of wrapped together. So this is kind of a detailed memo that provides the overview. The next several elements get more specific to the receiving station and the tank. So just kind of walk through this memo, and you know, we can address any questions that you all have. But bids were received within the last couple weeks. These are the first two major projects of the Lake Michigan connection that we received bids on. So the receiving station, that is where we actually receive the water from DuPage. And in this case, it contains pressure-reducing components. There's also components for a booster station as well, because initially, I believe we have to reduce pressure as it comes in from DuPage, but over time, we're going to have to boost it based on modeling, so we're accommodating both within the station. There's also an altitude valve that's associated with the nearby tank, because as the water comes in and we want to push it out to the west, to the new tank, we don't want to overpressurize that tank, overflow that tank, so we have to put in an altitude valve to try to control that. So there's a lot packed in to this particular station. Large piping on the interior, 24-inch, and associated valves. So a pretty sizable building too, about 65 by 55, I believe, is the size of the building. So pretty substantial site. The tank is a 2 million gallon tank. You know, we did upsize that a bit because of the anticipated you know, growth in that area, specifically the data centers. So originally it was contemplated as a 1.5. We bumped it to a 2, anticipating the development you know, within the area. In addition to the storage tank, there is water main that brings it down along the Elda main portion of the Wright Farm site to get it down to the existing main that's being installed, or I should say the main that's being installed right now by contractors. So together, projects came in above our original estimates that we had prepared with our project plan back probably three, four years ago at this point in time. So we noted a couple different things within the memo. Certainly there's been a tremendous increase in prices across the construction industry in the last several years. We've talked about that in other projects. What we saw here recently, and we actually had, this was our third project that our firm had bid out similar to this. In the last month or so, all three projects had a similar story as far as the receiving station goes. Is they were much higher than what we anticipated. And some of the reasons we noted there, there's a lot of work out there. There's a lack of mechanical contractors. And I mentioned that large pipe within those buildings. There's not a lot of people to do that. Those prices are elevated. That was consistent in all three projects that we saw here recently. The electrical work, same. Not a lot of electrical contractors out there, also increased prices from what we were anticipating. And then there were some other concerns noted by some contractors after the bid. We talked to them. It's a long construction time frame, and it could be a while before the contract is awarded. So just with all that's going on in the world with the tariffs and everything right now, there's contractors a little bit jumpy, and they're certainly not going to lose money if they have to purchase something down the road. So they're factoring in some things there as well. So a lot of different things going into the receiving station and why that was higher than we anticipated. The tank, based on our recent estimates, kind of came in right where we expected it to be, just higher than it was, three or four years ago. But we had increased the size, and again, it was consistent with our reset numbers. So the summary of both projects listed toward the end of the memo. This is a little bit higher than what the original IEPA loan amount was for. We did reach out to the IEPA. They do have money available and suggested that we modify some documents to seek those additional funds. So you'll If it's acceptable, you'll see that at the next city council meeting. Rob's working on some documentation to change that amount to seek those additional funds. Low interest amount, so that certainly definitely is advisable. If in fact that we don't aren't able to secure those IEPA funds, which again they said we probably could, good chance that we could get those, then anything over that would be eligible for WIFIA. Certainly it's part of the package if we have to use that. So that's kind of the overall gist of the two projects and the single loan associated with the IEPA. And there's additional detail with the other specific items, but certainly if you have any questions on those two bids at the moment, we can address them now.
So with your talk about with tariffs and their anticipation, obviously they're going to put in contingencies.
Yeah.
Should things get better and the prices not elevate, so there's always a chance that at the end we can do a change order, a balancing change order, to get some of that back, or is that?
We can certainly seek that. If we can work that out, absolutely. And there were some things that, we talked to some manufacturers kind of late in the game, too late to make any changes, about possibly making some changes too to bring some of the cost down. Yes.
So, Matt, anything?
So the IEPA low interest loan, that's that 20%, right? That doesn't fall within the WIFIA 80% that we can?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we have any idea from a low interest percentage if there's much of a deviation between IEPA's percentage versus WIFIA? Do we have any idea?
Yeah, it's
substantially different.
Yeah, it's like IEPA. 2 versus like 4.75 or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah.
IEPA.
Okay.
Very advantageous.
Best case scenario, 2%, worst case, 4%.
Yeah, like, I think it's 4.75.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
You all good?
Yeah.
Rusty, you have anything?
I don't have any questions, no.
Okay. We have to read each one, or that kind of covers it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're good with the low bidders on the intent to award, I mean, he just described them. We're recommending the low bidder on each one. It's just one of them is more expensive than the engineer's estimate, and the other one is the sole source because only one person bid on it. So,
right. You good with that? Mm-hmm. Russell, you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Should probably put that on a regular agenda.
Yeah, and then I think you can talk about the two construction engineering agreements, as a companion, so for both of those projects.
Yeah, sure. The Northwest Elevated Tank, like Brad said, there was one bidder, but their construction engineering agreement is for $395,405, but it's split out over 2 years. These are long projects, and they're budgeted for over multiple years. So any increase we could actually budget for in fiscal year 27 as well, so we don't have to do budget amendments or do anything like that. We can just kind of absorb that. And this, like Brad said, tank building is kind of a specialty thing, and to have somebody like EEI on site is really, I think, very helpful, just because it doesn't seem like a lot, but there's a lot of background work that goes into that, and a lot of actual technical work that goes into that. So
estimated cost.
There it is. Thank you. It's $395,405 for this project. I lost my spot. I even had it in front of me. And the second project actually is the receiving station. And that is actually a little more, even more complicated. It's actually over 3 fiscal years. Right now we have $359,000 for their estimated cost, with $48,000 in direct cost, $48,500, for a total of $407,992. And at this time, we have $363,000 budgeted over those 3 years, so we will have to make some adjustments the second and third year. And again, as Brad said, with that, being such a long time and being such a technical building, it's really good to have them on site all the time.
I have nothing to add. Any questions? Rusty, any questions?
Nope.
Okay. So that just leaves number 9, correct?
Mm-hmm.
OK. Okay, moving on. Item number 9, PW 2025-44, water well number 10, change order number 1, balancing.
Yeah, we're wrapping up this phase of the well construction. So this was with the well drilling contractor. They've completed the installation. They've done their test pumping. Results have come back extremely positive. We're able to agree on final prices here. So the change order is a negative change order. It's our balancing change order. So it's a decrease of almost $78,000. And certainly we are recommending approval, but be happy to address any questions that anybody may have.
What did they find wrong?
What did they find wrong?
Was it the motor?
Different well.
Oh,
different well?
Yeah, this okay. is the new well by the high school.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So just west of the high school. Yeah, the next phase in this project will be the site-related work, which okay. will take place majority of it through the summer, and then running power back to the well. Probably still not going to be operational until several months from now, probably 9-10 months from now. But at least the well drilling portion of it is nearing completion.
Have you heard anything about the other well?
It's back online. It's an electrical issue. We are actually monitoring ComEd now, each phase 24/7. We think they dropped us a phase and did some damage.
Yeah, and it caused a burn. Yeah, especially if you're.
But we're back online. Everything is good.
Which one was that?
It's not back online. It has just been test pumped today.
Was that number 7?
Number 9. Out in Bristol Ridge and Kennedy.
Yeah, I saw.
But it's not online yet, so I don't want to jinx it. We pumped it, and we're going to hook it back up.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, but that's why we're actually taking an extra precaution with that one and putting the phase monitor on for 30 straight days. It will monitor every blip of ComEd.
So then for number 9, I'm sure people are going to want explanations, so we should probably put that on a regular agenda. What do you think?
Up to you. It's a reduction.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have any questions on it.
I think you should get aggressive with the consent agenda.
Okay.
Save Ken at least one more motion.
He ain't going to be here, so I'll be reading.
Save yourself a motion.
Give him all the consent.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll find consent. You okay with consent, Rusty?
Yep.
Okay. Old business, PW 2025-18, Northland Lane parking restrictions.
Yeah, so there's a couple exhibits in the packet, and I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. The existing traffic on the east side, the existing parking spots, somewhere in the 20 to 30 range.
I think, yes.
Yeah, and so when Heartland Meadows West goes in, I think that gets reduced by like 12 or so. So I think you're down to like 8 parking spaces.
Yeah.
The west side parking only, I think, was a gross of like 20 parking spaces, so still a reduction if we just switch sides,
right.
But more than the east side. And so we've done the cost estimates for the nose-in parking, did it on a diagonal. You can get about 40 parking spaces up and down, so a pretty sizable increase. There were a couple things in there. It obviously cost is $350,000 or so. But the parking spots closest to the right field foul pole, are either going to be underutilized during a game if cars start to get hit with baseballs, or we're going to have to install some netting, which would be additional cost. So we're not proposing that. We didn't cost estimate it at this point. In my mind, the neighbors, the businesses, anybody really can use that parking if they need to, and people can park over there at their own risk during the game. So hopefully they don't get hit. So that's the cost estimate. The project is not budgeted, so if you guys want to move forward with it, we need to take the city council, talk through a budget amendment, how we pay for that, and then work forward. So Northland Lane isn't due for a repaving anytime soon here, correct?
Okay. Correct.
So that doesn't give us an economy of scale, at least as far as location goes. Anything else on design that you guys wanted to point out?
No, you hit it. The foul ball was a big one, and the increase, the doubling of the spots. I mean, that's a lot of parking spots.
Yep. And for whatever it's worth, Tim is planning on introducing this type of an arrangement adjacent to all future parks, just to avoid this issue going forward. So.
We are doing it at Prestwick, I believe, right now, and Rice Park already has parallel parking. along the park.
Any questions?
I guess the one other question that we had, and I don't know if we can get the answer, was kind of relative to the field utilization from, because I believe it's not Parks and Recs group, that it's none of our Parks and Rec teams that play there.
I think Tim sent that over.
It's used like every day from now until October.
Yeah.
He said they do schedule like buffer days, like if they have a rain out, they already have it scheduled so they can have a practice
right
the next day.
But there really isn't much of an opportunity, if any, to shift it to a different location, right?
They're full.
Correct, yeah. Okay. I think they're planning on adding a park, a field at Bridge Park, and then there's, I don't want to say there's one other, they're going to try to shoehorn in somewhere, but it's purely to meet increased demand. So it's informational at this point, you know, and then you guys can kind of bring it back, or we can talk about it on a project basis as you want.
So the field rental cost is anywhere close to $340,000.
I would guess no.
Over like 300 years.
Yeah. Would you like to put parking meters?
Pay to play, right? So there you
go. One thing you could do too, if that is a large consideration, is this puts 40 spots. If you want to take 10 spots out, you're going to decrease the cost. It'll be 30 spots,
sure,
which is still more than
sure
we had before. And maybe you take out those more dangerous spots right there down the right field foul line. Who knows? Just something to think about. We can, you know, like Bart said, you can think about it, bring it back.
Yeah, I think we're on. What do you think? I think we've had some more discussion on it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know if Chris has had a chance to take a look at it.
Yeah. I'd like to hear from everybody on that. So, yeah.
You want to put it back on next month's agenda?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Let's table that as well. Because obviously we wouldn't be doing anything till baseball's over with anyways.
Sure.
Later on the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that'd be good. I'd be able to park along there.
Okay.
Well, I think it's done.
Yeah.
It's going to get done. That's the problem.
Right. You did tell me that.
Okay, item number two, PW 2025-34, water revenue study presentation. You said it was not going to
do that next month. Yeah, or at a city council meeting, depending on whenever it gets completed. So there was a period at about 4 o'clock where I was reviewing with the mayor that there was a chance we were still going to talk about it and some additional questions came up. So got to get those squared away first.
Table as well. Where are you? You have anything else you want to add?
No, I don't. Just thanks to Eric and his group. I had messaged him about some of the lights in the AED being out in downtown. You guys got that up in a matter of days, so that was perfect.
Russell, you have anything you want to add?
Nope, I got nothing to add.
Okay, then I think we can close it out.